You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's another episode of My Sexy Podcast. Guess what? I got Little Frax. I kept her in the studio because I didn't want her to leave. If she step out now, she gonna be hit with a cleaver. Drop on the Novak. I got Little Novak sitting so stow back. She just pretty cool now. She had some meetings now. She came up from the uptown. Now she in the uptown. Jacqueline Novak and Little Frex in the studio. What's up,
girls? Hey. Good to be here as always.
Hey, ladies.
I'm happy to have you.
I want to talk about shoes.
Listen. Sure.
I just want to talk about shoes.
That's why I had her back, is that the topics that this little girl comes up with are
she leads.
So
she's not
TBT.
Afraid to lead. You know what I mean?
Not
she's
not afraid to lean in and shop.
Just don't make me say anything real about myself.
Oh, I get it.
No,
I get
girl,
it.
We honey, we cracked
Kidding.
You. You asked
We're
the beginning of the podcast, I like poked into her mom's divorce or something. There was like a death or something that I was like, what's that? And she was like, no!
Oh my God.
And then
Amazing.
That was the beginning of last
What's episode. That? What's that?
She just didn't want, she says yeah. that, but Lil Freck says she's going to a therapist and she doesn't even tell her therapist things. She's like no.
I'd rather not get into it.
Yeah, that's
do you do
surprisingly
that?
Common. No, I tell everything. I mean, sometimes I get a little bit embarrassed, weirdly, about sex stuff, not because I don't know, I talking about it seriously in a way is embarrassing.
Yeah,
I can, it's like I could talk about it in a over the top sort of way, even be real about it.
I think
like in
general
comedy.
Everybody feels
yeah.
like that. I've been doing a thing
like,
on stage
well, when his penis like
yeah am I yeah. gonna be like sorry if my therapist reminds me of my mom, I could be like yeah and then like he
yeah.
ate my asshole and came on my face like
yeah,
nobody
like,
wants to say to their mom
she need to know that
it's like
she
exactly would, like what's the purpose
yeah. on your face huh? I guess yeah that would
well
be
that's
something.
That probably is because of your dad
I mean to
yeah.
be honest
I'm not in therapy
apparently
right
everything
now, to be honest
to be honest what
I'm not dads. In therapy these days I haven't been in a while
sound effects
yeah
fucked up girl you need to go back
well I found it was you know, traditional talk therapy.
I like that you don't know Jacqueline yet, but you're like, no, go right back.
You're like, girl, you fucked up. You need to bring yourself back
well,
to therapy.
In general, everyone, you know, but for me, therapy, traditional talk therapy just becomes too much continuing. Like, I'm already sort of overthinking and in that
yeah,
space.
Yeah, totally.
And for that, it just becomes
saying.
More of it. So I do better. Like, I was like, I went to this mindfulness therapist where she would just interrupt me, like, on my long trains of thought and be like, why don't we let that go? Like, why don't we just like have a breath for 1 second? And I'm like, no, but I was about to figure out like everything in my life.
I'm about to crack the code, bitch.
Yes, I'm so close.
She's like, let's just stay
like,
there.
She's like the worst
let's just
moderator.
Take some breaths.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I really think that made an impact. All right, can we just talk a little
yes.
bit more about your diet?
The most helpful advice I ever got in my life was, I was like, blah, 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 blah. I was in rehab, let's be honest, where I was.
Were you?
And the counselor was like...
No shit. How old are you?
I'm 23. And the counselor was like, hey, can you get over it? And I was like,
oh my God.
You know what? Thank you. I can.
Right.
Thank you for saying that. I can get over it. Let's move on.
Whoa, cool.
Genius.
Yes.
Genius.
It's so simple. Well, sometimes you got to, yeah, you got to just...
logic here. Here
oh
to
my God.
Sorry, nobody's home.
Reality.
Wait, where's that coming from?
Her stupid little
you know that I have
sound effects?
Her stupid little sound effects app.
Because I don't see you pressing any buttons. That's why I was confused.
Seamless. Let's shut the door, shall we?
Oh my God.
Jacqueline, how was
yeah,
your
giving
day?
Giving it up. Giving it up. That is.
Oh, giving it up. Yeah. Why would
you know,
I transfer to how was your day when we were
you need
so
to be
deep
witness.
In giving it up? Bad moderator.
You want people to witness the pain, but after a certain point, you got to just, right? I mean, you can't. You know, you need a certain amount of like yeah. of sitting with like whatever the trauma was and having people hear you out and all that kind of stuff. And then at a certain point, you have to be like, is my whole life going to be about this one thing?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know your particular
I just need someone to be
issues.
Like, you sound like a pussy. Pull it together.
Yeah. You need a little tomboy type.
Yeah. Like, why don't you go kick
oh,
rocks, kid?
Well, you know, that yeah. reminds me, actually. It's sort of similar. I've recently been really yearning to be. I've been watching Daredevil on Netflix, and like, you know, he's blind and he gets trained by this other blind guy, and it's like the best, you know, like all the training sequences, like him
what?
As a child.
The main characters are blind?
Yeah, well,
what is the show about?
Are they hot?
Daredevil. He's a superhero.
Is he
Marvel
hot?
Comics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's blinded as a child and whatever. And then he has like super hearing and super other senses. And it's pretty awesome. But I was watching the training sequences and I was like, you know, where they like beat you down, but then you become amazing. And those scenes in movies, like, I yearn to have that.
To get Jillian Michaels into.
I had to get Jillian Michaels, like, every episode of The Biggest Loser, I like vicariously got Jillian Michaels whenever she like break them down on the treadmill and she'd be like, well, why did, like, you know, because suddenly they'll realize, like, I started eating, you know, in seventh grade when, you know, my brother died or something. And then Jillian's like, you never mentioned the brother dying. You never put that together. You know what I mean? Whatever. Yeah. I was at the funeral crying and I was ashamed. So I hid my face in some pizza or whatever. And then they cry. And I love that. He's like, if you want a different result, do something different.
Do something different, yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Something different.
Lil Frex, I'm the number one motherfucker. Ask a mother. I'm on their signs like a motherfucker. Male strip club, spin ones like a motherfucker. I hit one, then I run to another.
Oh my god.
He tried to smother, but I'm interstellar.
What?
I
awesome.
Need space.
Right?
I need McConaughey's, bitch. I need Drake's. I got unique
Drake's.
Taste. My pussy free
awesome.
Face. I told him, suck the freaking freckles off my face.
Yes.
He was a shoulder rubbing mediocre motherfucker. And I'ma tell you something. I'd rather fuck your brother.
I wrote this song because
you were what?
This is VH1 Storytellers, right?
Yeah, this is VH1
so
Storytellers.
So I wrote this song because there are these twins and one of them kept giving me like creepy shoulder rubs. I was like, what is the most horrifying thing I can say to this man?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And I was like, stop it. I would rather fuck your brother.
Oh my god.
And then I pictured it being a country song. Like, I'd rather fuck your brother, fuck your brother. Yeah. And then like 2 years went by, and then I was just like randomly singing in a group full of people, and everybody started dancing, and I was like, you know what? That's a song that needs to be made, okay? What is my legacy? This is my legacy.
Do you have a...
I'd rather fuck your brother.
Yeah.
A lot of tunes out?
No, not a lot out, but a lot coming
album.
Up.
That's like all recorded.
I even got some sad joints on there, because you know what?
If someone wants
Turns
your CD,
out I'm a sad girl.
Yeah, but if someone wants your CD then, can they tweet at you and buy your CD? Like, you've got to make it available, because people are going
to
listen to this.
Well,
I have to put it out.
Like, I have to get it mastered. I have to, like, get some kind of PR. This is why I need an adult. Like we were talking about last time, I need an adult wearing a suit and or naked wearing leather shoes.
What we explained last time is that she would, I think that it was based on like, you would just trust anyone that's like, I'm a businessman.
Are you wearing leather shoes? If you are, I'll probably trust you.
The fantasy was that it was like a naked man, like dick out, but had leather shoes.
Oh, of course.
She was like, take me to your leader.
I'll sign anything.
Oh, yeah.
Having business people.
So Jacqueline, I'll definitely get some printed. Yeah. So go ahead.
No, I'm excited and I want to talk. Is it all rap?
It's all rap. Yeah.
Oh my God. I have a few sleeper hits. Okay. I'm sorry. It's not the right term. I have a few secret raps.
Okay.
Want to tell them about them sometime.
Let's talk.
I see your face.
I'm falling.
It's scary.
And I can't get up.
And one of them I've considered changing to more of a Broadway show tune, okay?
Right.
Because I feel like it just might be too cheesy, me trying to rap it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it might be less cheesy for me to own cheese and have it be like,
a show tune.
Me at the piano, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Acoustic, please.
So you want to premiere it at the piano?
Not as a rap, but as a melodic piece.
Right.
Basically,
you should premiere it on the F-Train platform with a synthesizer.
I was actually
brought to tears by someone that was okay. That let's
brought
not,
to tears.
Let's not
what,
lie.
By someone. On
Let
the
me
phone?
Go back
what?
And be
yeah.
truthful.
What's
yeah,
that?
Get it.
I felt emotionally moved. There was no tears involved
right,
by
right.
this little guy like singing on the F Train platform last night. He sounded like Jason Mraz.
Oh my god!
It's I was like, what is happening? Actually, he didn't sound like that.
Was that a sound effect? Was that one of his sound effects?
Jason Mraz.
I just realized he was a scatological guy.
I'm not sure. He definitely incorporates a scat element.
Poo-poo.
Into his music.
Fell back to the ground.
Don't you know that song?
I tried to be cute, but just so high that I melted. Ba-do-ba-ba-do-ba-boo.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh my God, there's things in the studio, not to go visual, but see those orange clamps?
They're metal clamps.
Yeah, they're like, you know, the 4 to 6 inch size. You can get an H Depot. Sorry.
Get sexy with it. Get it.
I dream of putting those on my shoulder muscle all the time.
You're having shoulder problems, let's be real. Honest.
Why don't we just do it right now?
Can I have one?
Frex, go grab one.
I just feel like that would squeeze my muscle in a way that I can't normally squeeze.
At this point, I do have to say, My Sexy Podcast, nor Stand Up New York Labs, is responsible for any of the bodily damage.
I'm going to be gentle with it.
This might hurt you.
No, I don't think you should do that's it. Good. I think I should be controlling the lever. You know, because I've always fantasized about it because, wow, these are tighter than I thought.
That's tight.
Jack, you can't put that on your body.
What about
maybe on your? If you put it on your nipple through your sweatshirt, I'll give you $5.
I'm no interest in doing that. I can barely stand.
I'll
to have
put
my
five
nipples.
On top of that.
Five on top. Oh my God, we all want your nips to fall off.
Yeah, I can't. A sheet of paper on that area is like too much for me.
A sheet? What do you mean?
Why
if someone puts
paper
a sheet
on your
of paper on your
like
nipple?
What are they tracing you? Like lightly shading with a charcoal pencil.
I wonder if the same way you put on a leaf.
No, they're way too sensitive. I can't stand anything
areola
touching
bumps.
Them.
But do you think if you traced over
like
a nip, the areola bumps? You don't like sexual
stimulation? I mean, I don't. The nipple area, like, it's like too sensitive. I really struggle to enjoy any like nipular work.
Oh my God.
And you'd think that would almost mean that like it would be the key to an orgasm or something. Because it's clearly very sensitive.
I believe it will be, but you need to break through.
You need to start with that clamp.
You need to start with that clamp.
I got to create an
arm. You need to electrocute that clamp.
Dad the nerve endings.
I wish there was a way to loosen this baby up a little bit.
Jacqueline, we can go to Bed Bath & Beyond after this and pick you up something. Don't do bad, girl. Guys, you were talking about the rap songs that you had, and I remember that I do actually
have one about meds.
Would you want to throw it down?
No, I'm too scared, but... And then I have one about Eminem, the guy.
About fucking him?
Yes.
Cool.
Go ahead.
That's please continue.
I'm too
afraid. I got one about your girl. I guess this is a whole.
This is a song? This prelude. Sounds like I fall in and I can't get up. I can't get off that, unfortunately.
Oh my
God.
I'll be there soon. This is hardcore Boris, guys. Okay, my turn now.
Wait, what's the...
Soon. Ready? What? Where's...
Are you going to start rapping? What's happening here?
What are we waiting for?
There's like a big reveal coming. I know it, but what is it?
Everyone was into it for a second. I get it. I'm going to be there soon.
I enjoyed the whole thing.
Soon.
You mean you're on this?
Yeah.
Track?
Yeah.
Is this you?
The chorus.
Oh.
Is that you? Doesn't sound like
that
you.
A robot?
I mean, I guess I should have lowered the volume until
like
I came on. Ready? Here we go. I am there. Why you gonna play with
fire like that? I'm like a juicy slice of free your girlfriend's like a hood rat. It's true. That's you? I never think it, girl has never been a hoe, but she be
staring at my smile like it's a double rainbow. Dated.
Wait. Oh my God.
Out with it.
Sorry, that was fucking awesome. Sorry.
Yeah, you know what? So as you
were
saying-
I'm really proud. Never heard her do that.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know what the thing is?
I so when you were saying, you know what I'm saying?
But when you were saying to Frax, I've got songs, and like, yeah, I've got songs too, but it's just like, it's pretty cool to be so good, you know, like you're so good, you know.
Well, as I was playing this, oh
yeah, I mean, I was introducing that not to bring to suggest myself as a better peer of yours.
We all, Jacqueline, we all saw you coming for the turf.
We all saw you coming for the throne.
Coming for the throne.
And I just want to push back against that.
Yeah. No, it was more like to highlight. You know, it was almost like someone like. You know, I was much like, you know, a master in my own field, much like Madonna, say, I'm a closet comedian.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to pull
off.
That
was the fun part of the Madonna clip, too, though. Now, I think that I maybe shit-talked it a little bit a couple episodes ago, but I've changed my opinion now, and I'm like, that what a cool thing. Like that, and that shows you, with all of the training that she's had, you still just can't be as cool as us.
Right.
Yeah. No, it was not cool. It was embarrassing. I mean, just in the way that most comedy is, you know. Mm-hmm. It was not cool. Maybe if she was at hosting her own dinner party and she was just saying that stuff at the top of the table. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And even then, it would feel a little self-indulgent, frankly.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just trying to slowly reveal that I have these lyrics that live inside me.
Burn through your head.
Get more comfortable by sharing the fact that they even exist.
Will they be part of Novak 101?
No, they're very...
Do you want to talk about Novak 101?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I should mention it.
So tell us about it.
So, you know, I'm a teacher in my own way. You know, we all educate, of course, but...
You feel that you were...
My mom did say to me the other day, you're always happiest when you're teaching, okay? Which is kind of ridiculous, but I do enjoy, you know... didactism in general. No problem.
I'm looking up didactism. You continue.
I don't even know if it's really ever used as an ism. But anyway, it just means like, well, you'll see.
I mean, it is. You're so smart. Didactism is a philosophy that emphasizes instructional and informative qualities in literature and other types of art. What the fuck, Jacqueline Novak? Little silver dollars
really?
In your brain.
Thanks. Anyway, here I go. So, you know, in my stand-up, you know, Kermity or whatever, it's hard to talk about it like normal, isn't it, sometimes?
What, in my stand-up time?
Saying in my stand-up comedy.
Well, it's the same thing as...
I have to say stand-up Kermity to soften the blow of the horror, the ego of horror. But I like to... I've recently enjoyed, you know, really strutting around...
Yes, I love it.
Being professorial, owning ideas like that are outrageous and just going for it and whatever. So I've decided to finally make that even a little bit more formalized. And over the next month, I'm not sure how long it's going to last, okay? It depends on how many shows I have and how much student interest there is. but at every appearance over the next however long, every stand-up show, I'm going to continue. I'm going to get through this course. I haven't determined what the course is yet exactly. In some ways, it's Novak 101.
The paper in front of you says Novak 101.
Yes. So. And dates and times will be announced on Twitter. You know, so the material of the course and the syllabus will be put on Twitter. So
here's
so
my one problem that I, not problem, something that I think that
fear
you
of
might,
learning?
Fear, no, the fear, yeah, my fear of learning here. My fear would be that you have to talk to some Lulus. Some people that are going to, like, stalker type people.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, if people get hooked on the idea of hooked on you, and believe me, there's going to be some people that are going to be...
Well, that's what I'm trying for all along.
She's fishing for stalkers.
Honey, I need to get murdered in New York City.
The original, I mean, it's really just a matter of encouraging people to come to every one of my shows.
Yeah.
And the original idea was sort of a 30 days to stardom, okay, where I was going to try to, at every show, gather and get people to sign on to, like, the cult of me. And be like, Beacon Theater, if I can fill it in 30 days, will you provide the space? And then, like, slowly have people, like, marching behind me.
So, like, a pyramid type thing.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, certainly in terms of, you know, siphoning funds.
You will be siphoning funds?
Well, I mean, it's not, I mean, when you said that, you know, it wasn't about that originally. I'll monetize later. That's just money trickling out of people's.
I love the idea of you being at like a seminar and being like, and I know what you're thinking. Is this one of these money pinching, you know, money siphoning? Certainly.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Well,
I teach on a sliding scale, but the scale, it slides from high and $7,000 high end number. Yeah. It's
wait,
all
what are you really,
what
is the real scale?
No, it's buying something much more. I mean, it's giving something much more valuable than money up front, and that's
so
devotion.
You're a psychopath.
From them, okay? The devotion will pay dividends later.
Devotion will
she
pay
said.
Okay.
Dividends.
I mean, did you just watch Going Clear and say,
yeah,
like, I need
in? Yeah, you guys want to talk
about that? Yeah, I mean, we've touched on it on the podcast before, but I'm sure if you're my friend, you want to hear more about L. Ron Hubbard's weird teeth.
Oh yeah. Well, that guy.
That's
the
me
little,
peeling his teeth off his mouth.
So you're trying to be a cult leader, basically.
Well, I mean, I jest, of course. You know, I mean, isn't every teacher in some ways in their little space, cult leader? But and discipleship's encouraged in general, of course. You know what I mean? I will lean against the tree, and you can gather around. You know what I mean?
It's but, everyone rushing to the tree.
No, there'll be no siphoning. This is all for free.
Wait, you just made
no, not till later. I'm saying what I'm siphoning is
this
their
is
life
exactly
force.
The Scientology plan. Okay, you get in, then you have to pay more to know
it's
more.
It's very similar, I'm sure.
Very,
if
very
L. Ron
similar.
Hubbard was around on podcast times,
he would applaud you.
He would be, you know, he was young and charming, just like Jacqueline, mm-hmm. and probably just, you know, oh, of course it's a joke, you know.
Oh, yeah,
I'm just starting this little thing.
No, that's true. I want, you know,
I'll ingest, I'll ingest, I'll ingest.
When you were saying all ingest, I thought you were saying
I will
ingest.
Yeah, me finish. All of your souls. I will ingest all of your souls.
I mean, I joke, though, honestly. It's more about sharing ideas that connect. Okay, there'll be a connection, a theme, so that my stand-up sets around town will become more meaningful because they'll be part of what I'm exploring at a given time. Now, I'm thinking the course might sort of revolve around a central idea of idiocy as the doorway to genius, okay? Idiocy being the dark, thin column through which you slip, okay?
Mm. Yes.
To get to where the good stuff is at. Too many
I
people
was
are
literally
afraid.
Thinking about that as you were talking about how you sound like a fucking lunatic, but you're also the closest thing to genius
I
can touch. You know?
Well, thank you. That's the goal here. You can't be afraid to walk close to the waters of idiocy, okay? Because that's where the bridge is at, man, to get to the island. So
that's
true. That's true. I mean, a lot of, like, I was thinking that actually on the way here. I was like, just like so much nonsense has to come out of your mouth in order for one genius thing to come out. But so much nonsense comes out.
Yeah, that's why
in
you got
that thing.
Go at it.
Right.
Head on, fiercely, to get through to the good.
Like nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. Oh my God.
Yeah, well, actually, also in your lyrics, like you're playing.
Yes.
You know, if you were just like thinking about like the smartest things to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
About, then,
and that's, you let the subconscious work.
Yeah.
It's magic.
My lyrics
then.
Are like nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. Oh my God, that could change the world. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come to think of it, the mayor of Indiana could be onto something.
Yeah. I mean, well, sometimes, you know.
Sometimes idiocy is just idiocy.
Oh,
but he
definitely.
Is onto something. I mean, he's obviously like succeeding
in
a way that.
I know this looks weird. I just massaging.
I want to like.
You still have
I literally
the people.
While
you
were talking,
back now?
I wanted to go massage you, but I just feel like that's the weirdest thing to ever do.
And then I just tell you that I want to fuck your brother.
I'd rather fuck your brother.
I don't find massages can be creepy. The worst is if you're on a rolling chair, which we are. One time I tried to get away from a massage and I was rolled back.
I love this episode so far. I feel like there's lots of layers.
This thing actually though, the hands.
The
clamp.
You were winding up to say something for what seemed like 35
seconds. Because I didn't think I could be heard out against the music, and I didn't want to interrupt the music. So I was winding
but
up.
You like opened,
we were like, yes.
You like opened your mouth and then closed it up again as if there was going to be.
Because I really was unsure, like, can they hear me?
All right, we're all ears now. What do
you
want to say?
The hands of the clamp, the wide part, hands. The part that you grab onto. Okay,
that's
those are working like some really stiff fingers right into each shoulder blade.
Oh, God.
Marvelous work here.
Lunacy, idiocy.
I thought
genius.
Engineer was coming to give me a massage, and I was gonna have to say,
why does he keep moving that GoPro closer? Why are you keeping that GoPro closer?
So I know why.
What's happening?
I know why. They like the way that this is forcing my
They want to get closer area. On your titties.
I'm
get
moving
in the boobs. Get in the boobs.
Ugh, boobs are like so stupid.
Someone should be I'm leading so this guy. I need to, them. No. As the leader of this podcast, I need to take us the fuck out of this meandering, clampy nonsense, okay?
Sorry.
Guys.
I'm going to wear two headphones.
Oh, but then what's the realest topic to get us into the best place? We were Benghazi. Talking about massages. Benghazi!
Oh, you want to go deep.
Hillary, massages. I will tell you this quick story here. One famous actor once, when I was a young comedian, 17, in Hamilton, Ontario, he came in and I was like, oh, that's the guy from blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, like, I mean, when I tell show. You guys.
Canadian person or? American
born
human.
In Canada, but successful in America.
Write it down. Just show it to me.
Oh.
You won't know the name. Like,
Myers?
You'll have to. There's like, he's on a lot of shows. Anyway, massage.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Me being like, I'm a little baby. Don't know that I'm gay. Do know this is weird, but I don't know that I'm gay.
Oh, my
gonna
God.
Gonna go on stage now. And then he was like, oh, when you got to come to L.A., I'll introduce you to everybody. We're going to get you hooked up. This is like, I discovered
LA,
you.
L.A., bro.
And I was like, amazing, Hollywood, cool. And then he was like, just come to my hotel room and grab a business card.
Interesting, what? Interesting.
We get into the hotel room.
That's
like,
where he tapes the business card to his dick.
Yeah, and I had to lick it off with my tongue.
Unbelievable.
No, JK, Jake. I mean, it was a JK, thank God. Ugh, gross. I would not want that.
Hollywood's
okay,
gross.
But he laid down on the bed, turned on some football, and ew. Was like, you like football? And I panicked. Like, literally, when he said you like football, everything became clear. I'm like, why am I in this hotel room?
Right.
Why am I, like,
he's like, I ran, settling in.
Yeah. So I ran, and he kind of, like, chased in terms of, like, everything's cool, right? And I ran into the elevator and, like, pressed. And I was like, yep, real good, cool, thank you.
So he didn't do anything hideous or anything. So actually, you could share his name, because he didn't really do anything inappropriate.
He didn't, but then what happened was I did something inappropriate, because Nikki, who we talked about a lot, Nikki Glazer and I were becoming friends on the internet, and we would, like, send each other videos. So I sent her a video doing the parody of Sarah Silverman was in that movie, The Aristocrats.
Yeah.
And she has a whole long rant where at the end she goes, something raped me. And it was really funny. She accuses someone of rape. And it's like, after this long-winded thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I ended up doing this video. And then I said the actor's name. And I said to Nick, I was like, raped me. And that actor reached out to me and was like,
what do you mean you put that
video out? Because Nikki put it on YouTube.
No.
Nikki put it on YouTube.
That's horrifying.
And probably with the tag of his name. And he reached out and was like, I don't know what you think happened.
Oh, no.
But like, I would rather Nikki this was not online. No, he's actually really nice. It was just like a mismatched coupling on his part.
No, yeah.
In terms of me being like super young and him being like not
so
who I wanted.
So who was he? We know he didn't rape you.
Don't make it any worse.
I don't want to say the name because I don't want to then get it. I'm going to tell you guys.
Don't say
after.
It. Don't
if
make
you,
this worse.
If you tweet
for
at me, I'll
for anybody.
Yeah. Why do I need to hear it now? It's really ridiculous.
Yeah. It's hard in life to learn. Like, you want to push the boundaries, but like, I've been arrested. Like, I don't want to be arrested. Any legal things. I don't want to have to hire a lawyer unless they're negotiating
involved,
a cool
yeah.
contract. You know.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah! Hell entertainment yeah. lawyers.
Yeah.
Only kind I'm looking at.
Yeah.
And also property lawyers.
Property lawyers. And famous people lawyers. That's the only lawyers we deal with. And it's our commercial
that's
about the kind
only
of lawyers
lawyer
we like.
Deal with.
I only
Novak, Jalise, and Frex dealing with only good lawyers. No.
Lawyers are meant to screw you, not me.
Ooh, that's the B side.
Well, you know, sometimes the B sides
are the A sides.
That's what I'm saying.
Anybody got any things that they've been thinking about? I have one other story of something. But
I got tons.
Yeah, give me a story. Like, throw out stories. This is how
all
conversations
right, remind
happen.
Me of how things are.
Clearly, I'm taking a lackadaisical approach.
Sometimes I need a little stimulation via words like
Benghazi.
Martin.
Benghazi.
Martin.
What else do you need me to say?
Oh, what? Well,
oh,
we'll pick
I got
up
a good
lyric.
One. I got a good
you got a good
ow,
one?
Ow, ow. I got a good one.
All right. Get it out there.
You don't want to play this song. This is really sad.
Not a lyric. What?
Go on.
This is a sad song. You don't want to play this on your comedy podcast.
Oh, yeah. Got you. That was the one that you said don't play. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
If you want to be in tears on your comedy podcast, by all means,
I mean,
play
it. It's not a have you noticed
what
that
is
I'm
comedy,
not
honestly?
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. Anymore.
Comedy.
You know,
what
comedy for
comedy?
Me.
Comedy.
Okay. Comedy is a space I
that's
occupy.
That's a comedian.
That's about it.
I know you
yeah, curmudgeons are
guys, Jacqueline, tell your story right now
around.
Or I'll fucking slap someone.
Well, it's not really a story so much as thought? Just recently I've become interested in, okay, this is so typical. See Better Call Saul?
No, I haven't.
No.
Anyway, one of the characters is obsessed with like EMFs, electromagnetic energies, you know, and the problems. And there's this book that just came out by this guy called, and it's called Overpowered, and it's about like electromagnetic stuff killing us, okay, the cancer of all the electronics, and okay, like how we're just like being microwaved at all times.
It's funny that I've been taking pictures angles the whole time you've been telling me. I'm like, yeah, microwaving myself.
Yeah, right. Say it and into like the phone,
cell phone,
bitch.
Like
everything
pressed
micro-
against the ovary, you know.
Shit.
Anyway, so I'm kind of getting into that now, and Chris, the boyfriend, ooh, is like, you know, because I'm like, we're not sleeping with our cell phones in the bed. Like, they're going, you know, and I'm going to order
stuff. You have that much
stuff
of a lead on the relationship that you can decide that, and he'll be like, okay.
Well, no, because he's refusing.
Yeah, it's kind of extreme.
If you tell him that rule while his dick is in your hand, you'll probably have better results.
I mean, are men really like that, though? Can you really manipulate them by holding their dicks?
Yes.
Because I feel like, I mean, I would be the kind of man in our relationship in terms of like, we can have sex, cool.
Right, right. And
and if she was like fucking me.
Clitoral stimulato does not equal
she's
promises.
I'm not.
Or you could renege later, probably.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of I guess the dynamic is kind of sexy because, yeah, truly that would be hot for her to be like, are you going to empty the dishwasher or what, bitch? And maybe like, yes. Yeah, for sure. Yes, master. Do you guys have that kind of sex? I do all sorts of different kinds. More so just like staying in the middle and no one's doing right, like crazy power, but like, ooh, a pull of hair.
Mostly okay, like the lights out, one person's asleep. And I'm just like, everyone's quiet, and then someone cries.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
You're not having good sex. Is that what you're saying? That would be a waste. You're such a cool, hot artist.
The lights are out.
Are you having good sex?
On, there's can a you? Friends episode on.
Okay.
So it's alone.
And then one or two people are crying.
Oh, no, there's two people.
Maybe both people are crying.
Orgy.
Someone
the
starts talking
orgy
about their dad. Then afterwards we
fuck.
Eat. Egos.
That sounds good.
You skipped
the
sex.
Are you in a long term?
No, I'm not in a relationship.
So this is just right, sort of a sampling, a
right,
kind of
this
averaging
is, this
of
is my dream sex life.
Your dream sex life is the sad.
Would be.
We will cry.
Listening
and eat
to my
Eggos
own mixtape.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I
what
can't
else
go
might
to sleep
be happening
without
in the saddest scenario I've ever described. I do have a fantasy about dying while listening to my own mixtape, like getting hit by a bus.
Oh, and then people realizing what you were listening to?
Yeah, and then people be like, wow, who's Lil Freckles? Oh, she's dead. And then I'll be way more famous than I would have been otherwise.
I mean,
well,
I don't think so. I think this is a solid, I invest in this. Yeah, this is it.
Do you lay down your own beats?
No, really cool producers send me them.
Awesome.
And then we don't own any of the music, so we can't sell it.
What?
So there's samples on everything.
Oh, shit. So that's an issue.
Right.
You can't sell
but
it.
But you can put it out
wait,
there.
Wait, you can't sell your album?
No.
Oh, so
it's
this is just a show.
It's more getting, like, I mean,
known
I guess the dream is,
skills?
I don't really, again, I don't really understand how the music business or any business for that matter works, but I guess like you get buzz and then someone signs you and then they pay you to make a record. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And they cover the costs
of
the
or they clear the samples
sampling
for you.
Yeah.
Or
what I'm going to say to you is please start. I get that it's your thing that you're like, oh, the business part, but like you're very talented. So
no,
it would
like,
be
I
a
want
waste
to
if
know.
You didn't. Like start asking the questions, start asking people around you, like who's
right
managing them that like takes them, opens
right
doors for them. Because you
don't fuck this up. Is what
wow,
saying.
Sabrina.
Yeah, I'm
you
not saying don't, I'm
enough
not putting pressure on you, but
enough,
I'm saying like,
wow,
oh, just
no,
why?
This is good.
Do you
guess
think that was a little controlling?
Serio, on the getting pretty serio.
Whoa.
Getting pretty serios.
Seriosies.
I liked it. It was intense.
Did you?
It gave me stress about learning, asking questions in my life.
Yeah, I mean, do I need to do the same thing for you?
Always.
Yeah. Okay. So you know,
I'm doing it.
You're doing it
enough, right?
Are you Googling enough?
Oh,
that
no.
That was my big thing. I was never Googling enough. Like,
never Googling like, how
what
to
is
be
an
a
agent
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't learn
what
from
do
Google.
They do?
You learn when
I didn't,
someone
okay,
steals
I didn't,
your
like,
you
Google, like, in real
there's
life either. I didn't, like, ask
sites
any of these things.
There's some good websites that have info on them. You'd be surprised, Sabs.
Googs?
Well, Googs, where they'll take you. You know, you can say, what's an agent? You know, you don't have to just learn it like, on the street, Sabs.
On the street.
Be like, what's an agent, by the way? Can I have a smoke?
My ear's like on fire, by the way, from having this thing.
Oh, no. That might be the EMFs.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This. Sometimes when I talk on the phone, I feel jaw cancer happening.
Yeah, you do not want a freaking salivary gland
thing near your face.
It's happening.
Hi,
especially when I'm smoking and on the phone, it's like a death wish. It's like,
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, Ursula again.
Not too bad.
Hi.
Jacqueline's here. Lil Frex is here.
Jackson, how are you?
Nice to see. Hear you again.
Nice to see you again.
I heard you have a cat.
Yes, big time. Two. Yeah.
How old is the cat?
My first cat, sadly, did pass away last year, but she was 23.
23?
Yes. So she was lived a long, blessed life.
That is really old, yeah.
And then I got two kittens who are now full-grown little ladies from the pound, and they're just pure joy. I can't wait to get home, get back to them, to lie down in bed and hang out with them, their furry bodies.
You know, my sister, one of my sisters, she's like the biggest cat lover that I've ever seen. You know, she's always had cats, and she's had also female and male, and then once the female had six young ones, and she just didn't have the heart to give them away.
Oh.
She ended up at one point, she had like six or seven cats.
My gosh.
Yeah, she would like go to the grocery store. I remember being little in Switzerland, and she would just like fill up the whole cart with cat food.
Yeah.
And I was like, it felt like watching TLC before TLC was a TLC. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wait, did somebody see my website? Is that what's happened? Cats are not aloof?
My mom probably saw your website, catsarenotaloof.tumblr.com.
No, because on Facebook, I posted about it. I don't know if you're on Facebook.
No, but
I started catsarenotaloof.tumblr.com.
She wants to know if your mom's been looking at her Facebook.
Mom,
how did she know?
Everybody, just be honest.
How did she know? When, though?
She emails me before the show, and she wants to know who's on and what she could chat about.
No!
Yes!
Oh, my God. I was sure you'd seen my new website. I started it to end the stigma.
Listen, I was talking to my sister today.
I got hit by the mic.
And she lives in Switzerland, so now what she's doing some volunteer work for a cat home.
Oh,
and,
fantastic.
You know, she has to, you know, like if somebody doesn't want a cat anymore, she has to go and pick up the cat, and she has to take it to the vet, get it checked out, and get vaccinated or whatever. Now there's this one cat that has all this...
what are we talking about,
like,
cats?
With the, you know, with the,
what?
With the tear duct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to fix it. The vet here where she lives tried to fix it and couldn't do it now.
Oh,
no. Next week, she's going to take that cat to a specialist.
Great.
She has to drive about an hour and a half with that cat for the specialist to look at the cat to see if he can fix that. And I said to her, you know what? There's probably a lot of people who have kids who can't afford to do what you guys are doing for these cats, you know.
No, it's true.
It's a donation from people, you know.
No, it's true. I mean, it's a question, and... You know, but they can provide so much love if, So I think as long as there's possible quality of life for the animal, might as well go for it if you can provide the treatment.
Yeah.
I like that you're like running a cat hotline.
Yeah. They have this old lady that has two cats, and they have diabetes, so she cannot afford, you know, the insulin and
this whole... Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's...
But they're really good in that home. Instead of taking the cats away from her, now they're paying her for the medication for the food.
Oh,
you know?
Brilliant.
We have another old man who has a cat. They get donations from people, but they do a lot of good things.
You know what? You'll love this. Wait, could you hear me?
Maybe.
The cat, you know.
The people and the cat. Mom, we're running late on the episode, but in terms of circling this...
Aloof.
Yeah, catsarenotaloof.tumblr.com is Jacqueline's website.
Ending the stigma.
Ending the stigma. And do you have any last thoughts on cats?
Check out the story about the prisoners.
I grew up with cats, and I always loved cats, but people who don't, they kind of like the cats around
me. Wait, what about people who don't?
Wait, say people who don't.
Because I don't understand cats.
What about people who don't?
Yeah. people who never have had cats, they usually think that the cats are kind of weird animals. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Those people are monsters.
Well, you're talking to a monster right here.
You're talking to a half monster.
Yeah, I know, and I'm not impressed.
Okay, Mom, we're going to hang up. I've got a damage control here.
I just remember, you know, whenever I was sick, like when I was small, I always had one cat coming to me.
Exactly.
That made you sick.
Right, it made you sicker. You know? And
no, yeah. Jacqueline. Okay, yeah. No, I'm gonna. I get that people who like cats don't want to hear it constantly how weird cats are. I get it. It makes them even more valuable when they do come to you, when they cuddle you. They're more selective.
This is the lie. This is selective, aloof bullshit. Okay, and I won't be ashamed to curse. No, it's not about, you know, oh, they're assholes, and so it's more valuable when they come to you. They're literally love bugs 24/7. Get used to it.
That's right. Yeah.
I had a cat, and then
I mean, you got to give love to get love. I will acknowledge that.
Bye.
Oh my god, my mom never says bye, but she can sense.
She was like,
"The cat
this is going
tension.
Downhill,
like, okay,
and we gotta
bye.
Go." I had a cat, like a little bit growing up.
Jacqueline is mad,
and
I'm ready.
Oh, Jacqueline!
And then I guess like when I was
fighter.
Getting high or whatever, the cat died, and then like a couple years later. I was like, Mom, where's the cat? And she's like, the cat died like 2 years ago.
What?
I was like, what?
No, I don't believe it anymore.
Not Munchkin. Yeah, we got this cat. My parents got divorced. My dad got this cat, so I'd want to come to his house.
Oh.
Then he was like, never mind about this cat. It was like a weird thing. And then he gave it to my mom.
Oh.
What a failed thing.
Yeah, and then, and then I guess the cat died, and then I was like, where is it? Where's Munchkin?
So
she was like, the cat died like 2 years ago. Where have you been? I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't know where I've been.
Here's what I have to say to death.
That's a good one.
I don't want you.
That's a good one because they're all really uniform together, that group of booing fools.
Yeah.
They hated it.
Guys, we are going to get out of here.
Catsarenotaloof.tumblr.
Catsarenotaloof.tumblr.
Send in your proof.
Lofrex, where are we going to see you?
Just like all the places.
All the places. You can
at LILFREXXX. Because one
on
was
Twitter.
Taken into his corner.
And Twitter okay. also,
Twitter
nothing
also
to sneeze at. Okay. At Jacqueline Novak. You can figure out the spelling on your own.
And as for me, I'd rather fuck your brother.
I don't even know why the fuck we be talking. Your brother's awesome. I want to get him off, and I want to get him off very often. I'm getting tossed in a luxury loft in the south side of Boston. I'm lost in his house, and I'm lost in his mouth, and I'm fucking freaking out because his tongue is wow. I'm wow. Yeah. Frex, I'm the thirstiest motherfucker.